So I'd be remiss if I didn't also thank our mayor, Charlie Hales, for his steadfast support throughout this process.
Thank you.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
That was short and sweet, Commissioner. I'm going to just speak to the resolution, and then I'll make some more remarks under the amendments. And I think Susan Emmons perhaps captured it best when she said, we've all fully exhausted each other. And that certainly is the case for many of us up on the council. And then Margaret Beck said, I'm absolutely sure that we can do this. And I am absolutely sure that we can do this too. And the resolve of the community, the testimony that we've heard, the monitoring is the community continuing to come at every opportunity to let us know behind the scenes and in front of the camera what we all expect for the North McAdam District. And I need to go way back and honor Ernie Bonner on the Poland Planning Commission, who insisted that North McAdam should not be an enclave for one segment of our community and that everybody should be welcome to live there. So I'm very pleased with this amendment. It shows true leadership by Commissioner Fish to ensure that affordable housing gets going soon, and then that there's more of it coming. And I would hope that at least one more site will be there. I do hope that in addition to the Zidel agreement, which I'm hopeful we'll be getting to very shortly, that OHSU will do their fair share. I misspoke in the last hearing and said that the taxpayers had spent $57 million on the tram. It turns out, thanks to Andrew Thien, the Oregonian, who pointed out we only spent $18 million on the tram. That was a significant investment in infrastructure, which I have to say has helped the North McAdam District to grow to be what it has been, and was quite visionary, but it was also quite expensive. And so a lot of the infrastructure that has been put into North McAdam so far has been the streetcar and light rail and the tram. So we do need to continue to look at all of the other needs to make this a complete neighborhood. And thanks to Commissioner Fish graciously accepting the amendment proposed by Commissioner Novick, and thank you, Commissioner Novick, for your leadership on that, to, at the very last hour, bring the council together, the both of you, to find something that we can all support, recognizing that we still have work to do. This is not the last hearing on North McAdam ever. I think there will be another hearing very shortly with a development agreement with Zidel, and I believe we can do it. So thank you for that, and thank you, Mayor, for sticking with it also. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I want to thank you, Commissioner Fish, and Commissioner Novick for this morning's particulars, and all of us as a council for working together on this issue with a lot of people in the community who care passionately about it. And I think we have gotten to a good result. I also appreciated the reminder that you made, Commissioner Fish, that without the proposed URA amendments that we're about to act on, the North McAdam District would be running out of money. So it's really important that we remember the larger context, and we're going to be getting to that shortly, of what we're about here. This resolution, I think, does give us the additional clarity about our implementing strategies for affordable housing. The specificity that Gretchen came here and asked us for, I think, is now before us, and I'm very pleased to support this and vote aye. Thank you.
Senator, vote on the resolution.
And now,